Graham, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden met with Alexei Navalny's widow and daughter today in California, nearly a week after the opposition leader's death in Russia.
One thing that was made clear to me is that Yolanda is going to continue to fight.
The U.S. will issue more sanctions against Russia tomorrow. It's still unclear what caused it, but AT&T says it's restored service to customers after a massive outage. CBS's Elaine Quijano.
When people were waking up, they were seeing these outages, and there was this sort of cascade that we saw throughout the course of the morning. So the peak of this, as far as we can tell, was about 9 o'clock Eastern time.
And a black student in Houston plans to appeal a judge's decision today that his school district did not violate the Crown Act by punishing him for his locks.
Put a lot of emotions on me, you know, anger, sadness, you know, disappointment.
He's been under school suspension over his hairstyle since August. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The leader of the Forest County Potawatomi is calling on Wisconsin lawmakers and other state leaders to find bipartisan solutions to problems like human trafficking and affordable housing. James Crawford gave today's annual State of the Tribes speech. He also thanked lawmakers for working to increase Medicaid reimbursements for tribes and legislation to boost affordable housing. Wisconsin farmers boosted conservation efforts between 2017 and 2022. That's according to the latest USDA agriculture census.
In so many ways, it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand for.
Mike Lavender is with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 24-year-old woman was injured after a vehicle hit her while she was walking through a crosswalk in Stevens Point. The Wausau Pilot in Review reports the incident happened between Stanley and Reserve Streets, and officers from the Stevens Point Police Department and UWSP Police Department investigated the scene. The driver is a 21-year-old man, and no citations have been issued at this time. The woman was transported to the Wausau Hospital. Former Merrill Mayor Derek Woolner has announced his candidacy to run for U.S. Senate. The 31-year-old would be one of the youngest senators ever. Woolner says he wants to help prevent jobs from being shipped overseas and to rebuild America's economy. He says we need a 21st century 3Cs agenda: conservation of natural resources, control of corporations, and consumer protection. Woolner was elected to mayor at age 25 and served from 2018 to 2022. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Todd Alma Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Marquette bounces back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After getting blown out by number one ranked UConn, the Marquette Golden Eagles beat the DePaul Blue Demons by 34 points. The final 105-71. DePaul now 0-15 in conference play. NFL, Matt LaFleur introducing Jeff Hafley today as the Packers' new defensive coordinator, replacing Joe Barry, who's now a linebackers coach with the Miami Dolphins. The Chicago Bears hiring 39-year-old Jennifer King as an assistant running backs coach. She's the first female coach ever hired by the Bears. King was on the Washington Commanders coaching staff last year. And the Brewers have re-signed pitcher Brandon Woodruff to the team. And they've also officially added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres. New manager Pat Murphy addressing the clubhouse in Maryvale.
I don't care about what others are saying, how much we're going to win. We're going to win this many games because of this. That's all bullcrap. Doesn't freaking matter. What matters is what? We win tonight.
That's the Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, reporting yesterday on repeat. Under abundant sunshine and near record-breaking temperatures as we soar to the mid-50s. The number to beat today is 57 degrees, set back in 1984. After that, winds become breezy tonight and polar temperatures down cooler. Currently, it's 58.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Almost. Friday, noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I am your host, Dominic Salvia. Crudy is still on vacation. He promises, he swears he'll be back tomorrow in studio, ready to rock and roll, just in time for the Friday. So thank you for joining us. Nate is on the board. You can join us at 844-967-2789. Got a big show lined up for all of you today. And seriously, appreciate you tuning in. I know you have lots of options, lots of tunes out there, lots of things to distract us from the issues, but you're tuning in here because you want to know what's happening, and my own little personal twist on it, and I do appreciate that. We take it very seriously most of the time. Today at 4:30, Michelle Velasquez, she is the Director of Legal Advocacy and Services for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, joining us at 4:30. Planned Parenthood asked Wisconsin Supreme Court to find the 1849 abortion law unconstitutional. Lots of moving parts to this. We know, what was it, a district attorney from Sheboygan County also wanted the Supreme Court in Wisconsin to chime in on this. We're going to talk to Michelle at 4:30. At 5 o'clock, the national news with our pal James Santel, former U.S. attorney, of course, host. Morning Canola, I believe, still called at Civic Media at 7 to 9 on Saturdays here. Jim's going to join us at 5 o'clock, kind of recap some of the legal travails. And, of course, as Hunter Biden, this impeachment of Joe Biden effort by the Republicans just imploding because, of course, they're using what? Russian plants? I don't know. We'll get to it and all the updates on the Trump cases as well. Michelle Velasquez, James Santel. Of course, you on the phones, 844-967-2789. Some of the local headlines I want to throw out there real quick. Paul Ryan thinks Mike Gallagher could run again. So what? Let's move along, Paul Ryan. I mean, aren't you cashing checks? But the Wisconsin Assembly, they were working. They're working, folks. Have no fear. The Wisconsin Republicans are here, and they're working for you. I'm going to go a long way to get to a point. So bear with me and stick around. Mitchell Schmidt reporting at the Madison.com, the Wisconsin State Journal. Wisconsin voters could decide in August if the legislature should have final say over how the governor spends federal funds allocated to the state. What? They're gonna take away more power from the governor. Now, you think they'd be doing this if it were still Governor Scott Walker, Republicans? I kind of doubt it. The assembly voted along party lines on Thursday with all Democratic lawmakers opposed to advance a proposed constitutional amendment that seeks to limit the governor's authority over how some federal funds are spent in Wisconsin. The chamber also voted 63-33 with Democratic reps Sylvia Ortiz-Velez of Milwaukee and Sheila Stubbs of Madison joining Republicans in support of the measure to advance a separate proposed constitutional amendment that would bar local and state officials from closing churches in a state of emergency. Now, folks, you know how I am here. This one really, really gets me as the non-believer here. Assembly Joint Resolution 6 now heads back to the state Senate, which is planning to hold at least one more floor period next month. If approved there, the question will come before voters on the August 9th primary. The resolution would give the legislature final say over how the governor spends federal funds allocated to the state. Republicans sought to secure more control over the money after Governor Evers oversaw the distribution of billions of federal COVID relief funds pumped into the state. Well, the Republicans, they didn't get a chance to divert that, to have an input on that, so they're very mad about that. A Senate Joint Resolution 54 needs to pass both chambers again in the 25-26 legislative session. If it does, it will come before the voters as early as April of 2025, according to the Legislative Reference Bureau. The proposal would clarify, this is the one that gets me, local and state officials, quote, may not order the closure or forbid gatherings in places of worship in response to a state of emergency at the national, state, or local level, including an emergency related to public health. Rep. Ty Bowden, from a Republican from Hilbert, Wisconsin, said this before the vote. I'm sure, like in the past, if there is an emergency that arises in the future, places of worship will make the right choices. Really? You're going to give a pass to the churches and the synagogues and the mosques and the whatever they claim to be a religious organization? If there's a national, state, or local emergency, they don't have to abide. We're going to continue to give a pass to the quote-unquote religious people because they're quote-unquote religious? The proposal is largely in response to the state's 2020 stay-at-home order, which limited indoor church gatherings during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ultimately struck down that order. Again, this was the conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court. But Republicans have since introduced measures to prevent such a thing from happening again. Conservatives also lost a Wisconsin Supreme Court case in 22 seeking to prevent unelected public health officials from ordering public health mandates without the approval of local officials. Again, these same kind of things, right? Evers in 21 vetoed a bill that would have banned local public health orders from closing or limiting gatherings in places of worship. In his veto message, Evers said he objected to the measure's intent to take away existing tools available to state and local public health officials to combat COVID-19. Now, of course, unlike bills, the governor cannot veto constitutional amendments. Such measures must pass two successive legislative sessions before voters have the final say. If enacted, such changes can only be reversed through the same amendment process or by a court order. Some conservative groups have pressed the legislature to pursue more constitutional amendments to enact or preserve legislation after the Wisconsin Supreme Court shifted to a liberal majority for the first time in more than a decade. And while they can't be vetoed, constitutional amendments can be challenged in court, which would put the proposals before the same liberal Supreme Court majority that conservatives are trying to avoid. Another proposed amendment working its way through the legislature would bar the state from receiving private funds to help administer elections. Again, you know, if we properly funded our elections, we wouldn't have to worry about taking in private money to fund elections. I'm totally down with that. I want billionaires, you know, going to their pocket to help, you know, local communities run elections. I mean, we should be paying for that. It should be easy. It should be open. It should be fair and transparent for everyone, regardless of the cost. But of course, they're very mad about that. Remember the history on this. Republicans proposed it in response to private election grants provided to cities in 2020 by the Chicago-based Center for Tech and Civic Life. You know, the Zuckerbucks, as they say. They say they were used to unfairly increase turnout in Democratic strongholds of Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Kenosha, and Racine. So they want to, what, limit the ability for people to donate their money to help fund elections. Because, of course, we know Republicans love it when people don't show up to vote. That generally helps them. Another would amend the state constitution provision allowing that every United States citizen 18 or older who is a resident of an election district in the state is a qualified elector of that district. To state that only United States citizen could vote in the district, the measure is meant to head off initiatives in other states to allow non-citizens to vote in some local elections. So the Republicans, knowing they can't get these kinds of bills passed because Governor Evers probably would not sign them, are now going directly to the people to make your, to get your opinion. What do you think? Let the people decide, the Republicans would tell you. But the church stuff, folks, I mean, you know, as the resident atheist on the panel here, I grew up in a Catholic family. I was baptized, never confirmed, but parents never really, they tried to read the Bible once in a while, never really, really stuck. I remember some really, some phases they went through when I was a child, watching some really weird movies about the rapture. I mean, things that stick with you. Talk about grooming, you know what I mean? Talk about impacting a kid. I remember these movies from when I was like 4 to 6 years old. They had that kind of an impact on me. I mean, when you're talking about, eternal damnation, you don't think that impacts children? I mean, come on, people. And so to put forth a constitutional amendment, an effort to just give churches a pass. Hey, you got a pandemic going on? Oh, doesn't matter. We're a church. We don't have to abide. And to suggest, as the Republican legislator did prior to the vote, that, don't worry about it. They'll do the right thing. Really? They'll do the right thing? I mean, is that what you believe? If everyone did the right thing, we wouldn't need laws, right? We wouldn't need constitutional amendments, right? Quote, unquote, the right thing. And this whole religious freedom thing, and there's articles all over the place over the last several days regarding the Christian nationalism. We saw the Nashville Nazis, right? We saw those folks marching last week. The same kind of crew that was in Madison not so long ago. But to have folks embrace this Christian nationalism, to have special rules carved out for religious organizations that don't have to abide by any sort of order from a legislature or from health officials. Oh my God, there's a pandemic going on. You guys really shouldn't. You can't do it. You can't go worship. Can't do it. Nope. We want to, because it's our religious freedom. So you're going to put yourself and your congregation and your friends and neighbors in danger so you can go, pray in public? Didn't the Bible say something about praying in private? I don't know. And above and beyond that, all the rules, we already give a pass for the religious organizations. Are you kidding me? Come on. Pay some property taxes, people. They get a pass. Man, I lived in Whitefish Bay, a little suburb north of Milwaukee, for a long time. Big Catholic church with a school next to it. Beautiful building. Really. It's like two city blocks. No taxes. Oh, they get a pass. You get a pass for no taxes. If you confess your sins, well, the priest doesn't have to relay that information to the authorities. And of course, if you get involved in any, child molestation, we'll handle that internally. I'm about done with all this religious freedom thing. How about everyone works under the same rules? How about that? That's equality. That's freedom. When we all got to pay the property taxes, when we all have to abide by the local health order, you don't get a pass because you happen to believe in some mythical creature. Folks, we are the devil's advocates. It goes beyond that. It goes on to this in vitro fertilization. It goes on to the abortion. This is their basis for everything. It's their Christian nationalism. We'll get to more of it. Your calls are welcome as well. 844-967-2789.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you so much for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're going to go to the phones in just a moment. 844-967-2789. Of course, stick around. Michelle Velasquez, Director of Legal Advocacy and Services from Wisconsin, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, going to join us at the bottom of the hour. But I've been ranting a little bit here. The exceptions and the belief system and what the religious folks want. They want to pass on all sorts of things. They want to force their beliefs down my throat. I mean, this is, and you can think what you want, and we all have the right to believe what we want. And you know what? We're all going to find out sooner or later. You know, we all came from the same place. We're all going to the same place. That's my belief. Now, and if you, and I don't believe any of it. You know, I today's religion to me is tomorrow's mythology. You know what I'm saying? But I guarantee you, somebody died at the altar of Thor. Or, you know, not being, you know, for defending or wanting to overtake or whatever the case is. All the religions and all the gods and all the things and all the world over all eternity, we're just happen to be in the one. And as a non-believer, everyone that believes, if whether you're a Christian or Muslim or Buddhist or Hindu, whatever your case is, you know, your normal quote-unquote religion, well, you probably don't believe other ones. So we're all non-believers to some degree. I just take mine, you know, one religion further, you know, the one that you perhaps believe in. Well, that's fine. We all got to do what we got to do to get through the day. And if you want to believe in that and you want to worship, you're not hurting anybody and it makes you feel good, it gives you a sense of community, knock yourself out. But when you start taking those beliefs and translating them into constitutional amendments, translating them into laws, which would dictate, you know, how I get to live my life and which it would limit my freedoms, well, then I have some problems with that. So that's the underlying theme here. And I know I try not to harp on it too much. Who wants to hear the atheist all the time? You know, and Crudy claims he's a believer. I believe if he says he's a believer, but come on, you know what I mean? So but it's an underlying theme for lots and lots and lots of these issues that we deal with on a regular basis, and certainly historically as well. And let's go to this one. The ABC News reporting. President Joe Biden Thursday blasted the Alabama Supreme Court ruling that said frozen embryos are considered children in the state. Biden said it was outrageous and unacceptable. You know how I know embryos aren't children? Because if I took my kid and put them in the freezer, they'd die. Here's what the president said. Today in 2024 in America, women are being turned away from emergency rooms and forced to travel hundreds of miles for healthcare, while doctors fear prosecution for providing an abortion. And now, a court in Alabama has put access to some fertility treatments at risk for families who are desperately trying to get pregnant. The disregard for women's ability to make these decisions for themselves and their families is outrageous and unacceptable. As ABC News goes on to write, on Tuesday, the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that unborn children are children, quote unquote, without exception, based on developmental stage, physical location, or any other ancillary characteristics. The unprecedented decision could impact the future of in vitro fertilization treatments in the state, and several IVF providers have paused parts of their care to patients for fear of legal risks. Biden said the court's decisions is a direct result of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Biden said he will work to restore Roe v. Wade. However, with a divided Congress, it could be challenging. Biden also said this. My message is, The vice president and I are fighting for your rights. We're fighting for the freedom of women, for families, and for doctors who care for these women. And we won't stop until we restore the protections of Roe v. Wade and federal law for all women in every state. Biden's campaign directly blamed former President Donald Trump for the Alabama court ruling, saying it was only possible because Donald Trump's Supreme Court justices overturned Roe v. Wade. Trump appointed three conservative justices while he was president. Another quote here. This is from Julia Chavez Rodriguez, the Biden-Harris campaign manager. Quote, across the nation, MAGA Republicans are inserting themselves into the most personal decisions a family can make, from contraception to IVF. With their latest attack on reproductive freedom, the so-called pro-life Republicans are preventing loving couples from growing their families. If Donald Trump is elected, there is no question he will impose his extreme anti-freedom agenda on the entire country. Vice President Kamala Harris denounced the court's decision. The decision is outrageous. It is already robbing women of the freedom to decide when and how to build a family. Harris wrote that Biden would sign a bill reinstating the protection of Roe v. Wade if Democrats win majorities in Congress, though such legislation would need 60 votes in the Senate. Trump hasn't apparently weighed in on the Alabama court ruling or Biden's comments. Congressional Republicans have been noticeably quiet on that topic, too. Well, on a side note, my understanding as well, Donald Trump apparently behind closed doors is down for a 16-week abortion ban, although he's very angry that that got out. Nikki Haley, Trump's opponent in the Republican primary, said Wednesday that she agrees with the court ruling, telling NBC News that embryos, to me, are babies. Embryos are not babies. Babies are babies. Embryos are embryos. Zygotes, cells, sperm, eggs. I mean, really? This is what we're going to do? And what is the basis for all of this? What is it? It's religion. You can't argue the science, so you got to argue the supernatural. You got to base it in, my religious freedom says this. Well, you know what? If you don't want to have IVF, don't have it. You want to have an abortion? Don't do it. You don't want to have gay sex? Don't engage. You know what I mean? You don't have to do these things. Why is it? Why do you think that you get to take whatever belief that you concocted, that you were drilled into your head as a kid or whatever you felt to believe in, must force it on everybody else? I'm not forcing my atheism upon you. I'm giving you my point of view. I would appreciate it if you kept your beliefs as your point of view and not try to litigate it, not try to make it constitutional, or not try to get it passed into law. 844-967-2789. Couple callers before we get Michelle Velasquez in. L.A. Tom, you're up. Happy Thursday, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, buddy. First off, hey, the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget it. Corporations are not the government. Second, Joe Biden actually gave a lot of student debt relief today, so I hope everyone knows that. Another thing that Joe Biden has done for we the people. Third, I am so sick of these people. They don't even know what Christianity is, and it really saddens me that they're actually use Christ's name, I would say, in vain by calling themselves Christian nationalists, because the Christ I knew, the one that I look at as my role model, I don't even know if he was the, you know, I think we're all sons of God or whatever, but, you know, it was not, he said, take care of my sheep. We all are sheep, and the shepherd is supposed to take care of the sheep. As far as I'm concerned, all of these people that are in these right-wing churches and all of these priests and everybody like that that actually disobey, you know, taking care of the sheep, there's a special place in hell for these people.
Well, Tom, all they got to do is ask for forgiveness, and there it is. Thanks for calling. Squeeze one more in. Jim from Madison, I can give you about 60 seconds. Jim, what do you got?
Look, they generated the embryos from men doing something to themselves in order to create the embryos. Are the guys that did that, are they just as guilty? You know, I mean, how far are you going to take it? You're going to prosecute young boys for exploring their, you know, exploring themselves? I mean, this is freaking ridiculous.
I know. Heaven, no masturbation. Every sperm is sacred, Jim. All right, and then you're guilty of killing millions of people. Hell, even if it's a half person, right? There's a lot of people when you add up all the halves of millions of sperm. It's just, it's absolutely ridiculous. And we need to call it out. And again, I don't want to be disrespectful, folks. Enjoy what you want. Believe what you want. But if you're going to put it on me, you better be ready for some pushback. Michelle Velasquez, she is the Director of Legal Advocacy and Services for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. She's coming up next. Stick around.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday, noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bell, here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he has no plans to sign a Republican bill to spend tens of millions of dollars to address PFAS pollution. He says in a letter to lawmakers it puts too many enforcement limits on the state Natural Resources Board. The Senate passed the bill in November, and the Assembly is set to pass it today. The U.S. Department of Education is offering breaks on student loans. Cora Hume is with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She says borrowers with non-federally held loans need to consolidate them into a direct consolidation loan by the end of April.
Older borrowers are less likely to hold direct loans, which would already benefit from this pay count adjustment. And then those that do own direct loans, they're less likely to participate in this IDR program that caps their monthly payments.
Hume says the savings has the potential to change lives. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Eligible seniors in Portage County can still get help with their taxes for free. The Retired and Senior Volunteer Program of the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Portage County is working with the AARP Tax Assistance Program and the Portage County Library to offer free tax preparation services for seniors and adults with disabilities. If you need help with your taxes and only need to file a Wisconsin Homestead Tax Credit return, you can get assistance at the ADRC at Lincoln Center. All other tax assistance requires an appointment by calling United Way's 211 Helpline. Mark your calendars for the Spring Drug Takeback Day. It will take place on Saturday, April 27th. Multiple locations throughout Wood County will be accepting unused and expired medications. You can remove or black out labels or put pills in a zip-top bag. Liquids need to be in their original containers. That's April 27th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
COVID-19? I don't want to risk missing work. I booked an appointment for this season's updated COVID-19 shot designed to help protect against recent variants. Learn about a vaccine option and book your COVID-19 shot on ScheduleCOVIDVax.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at FeedingAmerica.org/ActNow. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Eat with a 60-second showbiz beat. Lady Gaga is now Lady Gamer. In 2019, Lady G asked her followers on Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, what Fortnite was. She was surprised to hear back from an expert. Ninja, a gamer who plays Fortnite while millions watch, reached out to her and offered to teach her all things Fortnite. She apparently liked what she heard because now she has a Fortnite character in her image. Is it just me, or is the weirdest part about that story that millions watch someone else play video games? The Writers Guild of America announced their nominees for Best Original Screenplay, and they are Air, Barbie, The Holdovers, May, December, and Past Lives. In the Best Adapted Screenplay category, the nominees include American Fiction, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, Killers of the Flower Moon, and Oppenheimer. This year, the WGA Awards will be held April 14th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 30. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, maybe a sprinkle or flurry, high in the upper 30s. Sun's back for Saturday, 40 and breezy. Upper 40s Sunday, with lots of sunshine. The warmth and dry weather continues into next week. Currently 57 degrees.
Hey Badger fans, you've only got a few more chances to catch your nationally ranked Badger men's hockey team at the Kohl Center this season. Secure your tickets today and join us for the historic 75th season of Badger men's hockey. For more information and to get your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Super excited to introduce Michelle Velasquez. She is the Director of Legal Advocacy and Services for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. Michelle, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Thanks so much for having me.
It is our pleasure. Thank you for joining us. Big news, saw it in the AP, Planned Parenthood asking the state Supreme Court to overturn what 174-year-old state law that conservatives have interpreted as an abortion ban. I got a few questions on this, Michelle, but let's start with the actual filing. What are we trying to do here, and what's the process?
Sure. So today, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin filed a petition for original action, which means we're asking the Supreme Court to take jurisdiction of this case. And the questions that are being presented to the court really involve interpretation of our state constitution. We are asking the court to interpret Article 1, Section 1, which guarantees all persons born the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we are asking the court to interpret among those rights that are inherent, the right to bodily autonomy, the right to self-determination, which of course includes the right to choose when and if to become a parent. And in that, the right to choose an abortion and the right of providers to provide that care.
And how about the timing? Why now? What is it about the circumstances and this topic now that makes this appropriate time to do the filing?
Sure. So when Roe was overturned back in the summer of 2022, we always knew sort of the long-term goal would be to obtain an interpretation of our state constitution that solidified this right, that made it clear that Wisconsinites have this right. And in the early days post Dobbs, the attorney general filed his lawsuit. That case was sort of in its infancy at that time. Now that case has a final decision from the Dane County Circuit Court. The respondent in that case, District Attorney Ermansky from Sheboygan, filed just a couple of days ago a petition to bypass the Court of Appeals and is asking the Supreme Court of the state to take that case. And so really the timing is now. So for the court to answer not just the questions presented in the call case, but really to reach this ultimate question about what protections are afforded under our state constitution.
And that was kind of my question, Michelle. These are little slightly different cases. The call case has already, as mentioned, said that this does not apply. This is not about abortion. This is infanticide. But your position, or at least Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, wants to clarify that infanticide portion of it. Is that what you're telling me?
No. So really what we're asking the court to do is examine 940.04, which the Dane County Circuit Court, as you mentioned, has already said that doesn't apply to abortion. That applies to feticide only. But District Attorney Ermansky has continued to move forward with his theory of the case, which is that 940.04 applies to abortion, and that when Roe was overturned, it reinvigorated that force of law of that statute. And so we are basically saying to the court, even if that statute does apply to abortion, it could not stand because it is it unconstitutionally infringes upon these inherent rights that all Wisconsinites have.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Michelle Velasquez, the Director of Legal Advocacy and Services for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. Michelle, so as far as abortion providers are concerned, my understanding, Planned Parenthood is providing the health care as needed, but other hospitals are not because of the issue, the concerns of the legality that we stand in right now. What's your impression of how things are looking in that regard?
Yeah, so Planned Parenthood resumed services back in September in our Milwaukee Health Center and our Madison Health Center. And then in December, we resumed abortion care at our Sheboygan Health Center. I can't speak specifically to what other hospitals or health systems are doing, but what I can say is that ever since Roe was overturned, there has been a lot of confusion, I think, around the state amongst patients and providers about what sort of the extent of care looks like that they're able to provide. And even though right now we're able to provide care because the Dane County Circuit Court said this old law actually doesn't even apply to abortion, the future of abortion access is really sort of uncertain until I think we have some constitutional guardrails that let us know, hey, this right is protected. The government can't just come in and restrict this law or restrict this access to this important health care. And it gives some guardrails for the legislature, not just now, but legislatures in the future about what they can and can't restrict when it comes to abortion care.
Michelle, in a similar issue, the in vitro fertilization, the Alabama Supreme Court has now declared that embryos are children. And it just, it's along the same lines. It's reproductive care. It's about, you know, women choosing what to do with their bodies and when to engage and when to have families and, you know, engaging with their doctors as they see fit. So to me, it's kind of along the same vein. What's your sense on that Alabama ruling and where do you think that's going to go?
So absolutely, in vitro fertilization is part of the full scope of sexual and reproductive health care. It is a medical process that a lot of people choose to pursue in order to have families. I don't know where that case is headed. I would imagine that folks will be appealing and it might make its way all the way up to, who knows if it will make its way to the Supreme Court or if it's going to head to the federal circuit courts. But that is the exact, I think, kind of thing that we will be seeing more of around the country is these sort of battles and questions about rights to abortion are which is no longer protected by the federal constitution becomes more and more of a state issue. And so that is why it is extremely important in our view for the Wisconsin Supreme Court to have a word on whether or not our state constitution protects the right to access that health care.
And as we've seen with this particular ruling, it seems the conservatives are pushing, and, you know, contraception could be next, depending on how they define it and what they decide may or may be acceptable for us or not acceptable for us. Have we seen any movement on efforts to try to ban certain kinds of contraception here in the state?
Not to my knowledge in this state. I think that is certainly something that's on the table in other states. And, the overturning of Roe was a 50-year-long strategy on the part of the anti-movement. And contraception restrictions is something that's absolutely on the table for folks. And again, we're seeing that in other states. And that's why the questions presented in our petition today really are about these inherent rights to self-determination and bodily autonomy, which would then, you know, also include the right to contraception. When Roe was overturned in the Dobbs decision, Justice Thomas called into question some of the other types of rights that were sort of rooted in that right to privacy, one of which was the right to contraception.
Executive Director of Wisconsin Right to Life in the AP News article that I saw is basically accusing Planned Parenthood of disregarding the lives of the unborn to, quote, for the sake of their bottom line. Michelle, what's your response to that?
You know, I think that this petition today really speaks for itself, and this is about valuing the rights of all people in this state, particularly people who can become pregnant, to choose the path in life that they see fit for them. Our Constitution clearly states that all people are born equally free and have these inherent, all people born have these inherent rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so really at the core of this petition is our deeply held value that people should have the ability to make these deeply personal decisions for themselves in consultation with whomever in their life they'd like to be in consult with, including their doctor.
Michelle, you talk about the attacks on Roe v. Wade. I mean, this has been a 50-year strategy, as you mentioned. and certainly the defense of Roe v. Wade and the efforts to continue to allow women to make their own healthcare decisions, very important. But on the losing side at this point, of course, this is another election year. What is Planned Parenthood? I know you have different you know, political portions and advocacy portions and whatnot. But what is Planned Parenthood doing? How can you engage with other folks on this topic to try to keep this at the top of the list of people's minds as they, you know, go into vote and decide who they want to represent them in government?
Yeah, so you're right. Planned Parenthood has an advocacy arm called Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. So people who are interested in knowing what Planned Parenthood is doing in electoral politics work, in civic engagement, in community organizing, that is all, those are all available. All the information is available at the Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin website. They are engaged with communities all year round on this issue. And so, you know, for example, there's when there's new legislation, there's a lot of education around that. There's sometimes some civic, some grassroots lobbying, direct lobbying, things like that. So if people are interested in that that end of things, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin is the website to check out.
Michelle Velasquez, Director of Legal Advocacy and Services for the Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. Okay, so this petition was filed. What's your expectation? What's the timeline? What are the requirements? And what are you hoping for as far as this actually getting some a decision made on it?
Sure. So this is a petition that's just saying to the court, basically, we think you should take this case. And this is, you know, it outlines our argument. The court could deny the petition and not grant our motion, essentially, to hear the case. The court could also ask for responses from the respondents or defendants in the case. They would have a certain period of time in which to do that, and then the court would make a decision about hearing the case. And that there isn't really a deadline for the court to do that, so I would expect it to be several weeks, if not a couple of months, before we hear anything. If the court does take the case, then we'll know when our briefs are due. We'll have an oral argument schedule, and then ultimately a decision. We believe in our arguments wholeheartedly. We think our state constitution compels the result we're asking for, which is a state constitutional right or a state constitutional protection for abortion care. And so we'll have to see what the court decides. But if the court doesn't take the case, the fight, you know, the legal fight isn't over. We'll explore other avenues at that point.
And Michelle, I'm not clear how this works. I mean, obviously, the Sheboygan County DA, Joel Ermansky, filed an appeal to that one case. Would they combine these? I mean, these are obviously related cases. How do you see that playing out in the best case scenario?
Yeah, so the court could absolutely sort of join these cases together and as sort of companions to one another and hear them at similar times. So that would be a decision for the court, but that's certainly something the court could decide makes the most sense.
Excellent. Michelle, appreciate you joining us. Michelle Velasquez, Director of Legal Advocacy and Services at Wisconsin, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. Michelle, people want to find more about what's going on, more about these legal briefs and other, again, there's this side, the legal of it, there's advocacy on the other side, but you're doing great work holding the line, standing up for women's rights here in the state of Wisconsin. Where can they find more information if they want to get involved?
So they can find us on Facebook, Instagram, either of the websites, either the ppwi.org or ppawi.org will take them to all things Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin.
Excellent. Michelle Velasquez, Director of Legal Advocacy and Services, thank you so much for joining the Devil's Advocates. Please keep us informed. Come around anytime you want. We'll let the people know the work that you're doing to help the people of Wisconsin. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Michelle. We are the Devil's Advocates. Coming back, your phone calls at 844-967-2789. And of course, James Santel, who's the former U.S. attorney, friend of ours, host on the Civic Media Network. He's going to join us in the 5 o'clock happy hour. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Waba.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwaba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines 844-967-2789, or you can just download the super cool Civic Media app. You can click on the button, it'll automatically call us, it will automatically text. Oh, I got a text. I got to check the text line. You got to help me, Nate. I always forget. Crudy usually does the text line. But again, the Civic Media app. Go to your local, your favorite app store and download the Civic Media app. It's super cool. Take the devils with you everywhere you go. I want to thank Michelle Velasquez, Director of Legal Advocacy and Services over at Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. Republicans, they just keep on trying to keep on trying. Just briefly on here from the AP article on this topic, Planned Parenthood seeking a broad ruling, arguing that the Wisconsin's Constitution declaration that people have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness means women have a right to control their own bodies. The petition goes on to argue that the phrase grants abortion providers the right to practice and means all people have equal right to make their own medical decisions. You know, the fact that we even have to have this argument that the people have right to make their own medical decisions. Like, are you kidding me? Of course they do. At least in my world, if you're not, you know, in some sort of religious, fanatical, Christian nationalist organization where, what, you rely everything on what you interpret the Bible to be. And that's what we heard from Megan Mike Johnson, right? The Speaker of the House. the fifth guy they finally got to. If you want to know his worldview, just read the Bible. And of course, what about the contradictions in your Bible? Very concerned about the gay marriage, right? Man laying with another man, Leviticus, but you know, perhaps less concerned about the mixing of the wools and the linens also in Leviticus. Or perhaps less concerned about, you know, the all you can eat at Red Lobster. Apparently Red Lobster stopped on the all you can eat lobster because they're losing money. Well, how many of those folks are getting jamming on that lobster? Well, you're not supposed to eat shellfish, right? Isn't it also in the Bible? Pretty sure slavery was condoned in the Bible, right? And didn't, when in our history, we had lots of folks claiming, oh, well, we had the slaves in the Bible, so we can have slaves. And that makes total sense, right? I mean, this is the kind of thing that we have to deal with. And that's why it's got to be discounted. You got to, you know, whatever a person's faith is, if you're going to come to the table and talk about humanity and how we're going to self-govern, you got to leave it at the door because everybody's going to have their own interpretation of a particular faith or very much their own faith. Hell, some might just create it out of whole cloth. I mean, I'm not sure about Scientology. You know, I don't know, man. But it seems like that was something a little more recent. Now, would your traditional, if you're a 1,000-year-old religion, would you think that Scientology is a real religion? Well, how would you like it if you don't, a particular religion that you perhaps believe is not a real religion, it's something just made up by man? Well, all of a sudden, those folks get power and they start implementing and imposing their will upon you, other religious people. Probably wouldn't like that too much, right? I mean, I'm pretty sure wars, violence has been the cause of many of these things, right? Religion. So if you want to have a real conversation with real people that recognize that we all breathe air, we all bleed red. I mean, these are the basics, folks. I think it's important to whatever your religious, ideological, and belief, you leave that at the door. And if you want to use that to influence your own personal behavior, knock yourself out. Not suggesting that you can't do that. But when we have and when we see these articles and efforts from these white Christian nationalists and what they want to do, what they want to impose, what they're trying to do here in this country, it's very scary, at least to me. To the non-believer, it's very scary. And we're going to have time to get into a whole lot of it, but I'm just going to throw this one out there. Because, again, folks, this is all related. It's all related. And it's hard to address. It's hard to talk about it. Well, you're not supposed to talk about what? Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. You're not supposed to talk about religion at the dinner table. You're not supposed to talk about politics at the dinner table. Well, really? What are we talking about? I mean, I love sports as much as anybody else, and the weather is the weather. But these are the fundamental basic thoughts and conversations of our time. And we're taught, quote unquote, we're supposed to, you know, address these very gingerly, and certainly not at the dinner table. Well, yes, at the dinner table with people that you trust and people that you're dining with. You know, when you're eating together, there's something to be said. That's all the Italians, we love to go eat together. It brings people together. Food. I worship food. You know, drink, food and drink. Let's worship those things. That's what brings us together. Doesn't divide us. But quickly, Trump allies prepared to infuse Christian nationalism in a second administration. Spearheading the effort is Russell Vought, the president of the Center for Renewing America, part of a conservative consortium preparing for Trump's return to power. Oh, man, I can't wait. We'll get into it, but let's take some calls first. I want people waiting, 844-967-2789. Cindy from Appleton, you are up. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got for us? Hello, Cindy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed you. Yeah, I just wanted to touch quickly, and I didn't get the whole conversation, but I think I got the gist of it, where the Christians now want to control sperm and make sperm a human, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I'm just thinking, now that it's affecting men, now that the right wing is going to start telling men what they can and can't do with their bodies, then I think things are going to really change. Because I just think, where were men with the abortion issue? Because didn't they think they might be the next ones on the chopping block?
You would think, but at this point, you know, Cindy, as long as men cannot give birth, if men could give birth, Cindy, this wouldn't even be an issue. You know what I mean? I don't believe it for a minute. Yep. It's their, and again, it's their religious beliefs, because it's not a medical belief behind this. This is all a religious belief being imposed upon other people. And I struggle with it, Cindy, because I understand people that don't want to have an abortion. It's a terrible thing. And I would agree. I think, man, anyone who's had an abortion, Cindy, if a woman has been through that, it's got to be a tough decision to make, no doubt. And it sticks with you throughout your entire life. I'm sure of it. But that's up for the woman to decide. It's not up for a man in Madison or in Washington, D.C. to decide what you, Cindy, need to do with your body based on their own personal, private, religious beliefs.
Absolutely.
Right on, Cindy. Thank you for the call. Karina, we'll get you in. You got 45 seconds, Karina. What do you got for us?
I want to say hi, and I want to say the key word is belief. This is the key word, belief. This is not a fact. You cannot rule government and produce a law on the base of a belief.
Amen, sister. Love it. Thanks for calling, Karina. Have a great weekend. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, the Happy Hour coming up next. James Santel, former U.S. attorney, going to join us and get into the weeds on all the shenanigans with the Trump cases and the impeachments, yada, yada. You know the deal. Jim is up next. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. will hit Russia with more sanctions tomorrow in response to opposition leader Alexei Navalny's death. President Biden met with Navalny.